delivering of policing services that not only keep us safe but maintain the confidence and faith of the people of Los Angeles is paramount. Chief Beck and I have been dedicated to building a true partnership for many years, before he was chief and before I was mayor. I saw the work that he did in Rampart Division, together with leaders who came after that scandal to rebuild the trust in what was perhaps the most toxic environment in Los Angeles. I've seen him on Skid Row, work closely to make sure that we protect people's constitutional rights and address the issue of homelessness. But the covenant that we have with the people of Los Angeles now, as I'm mayor and he is chief, goes even deeper, to make sure there's no community, no neighborhood, no one who feels unsafe in their own city. And I think that the Los Angeles Police Department of today is unrecognizable from its past. I've always said the mark of a department evolved is not whether we make mistakes, it's how we deal with the mistakes when they occur. Because after all, everybody is human. The mark is how well we are able to reach out, be able to improve ourselves, become more open, accountable, and transparent. Los Angeles's crime rates are at record lows, historic lows, because the level of trust between the community and the police department has reached record highs. But there's still more to be done. The trust between a community and its police department can be eroded in a single moment. And there are too many places where we still need that trust to be stronger. And for our police officers, we need them to be able to trust as well, that they will have their backs, that there will be a clear and transparent record of what happens when they're doing their job, perhaps the toughest job that any city employee has. On the street, things aren't always clear cut. This isn't TV. It's not easily scripted. It's not always easy to tie up the loose ends. And so the more likely it is that we can get to the truth, no matter what happens on the street. Trust is built on the truth, and trust is built on transparency. And that's why my administration has been implementing a body camera program since well before the Ferguson, well before the president's call. And I'm proud today to announce that our city is taking the national lead by deploying this important technology throughout Los Angeles. For the last year, the Los Angeles Police Department has been field testing on-body cameras. Today, I'm announcing that we're satisfied with those tests. And so we're executing a contract to expand the first phase of this project, which will deploy more than 800 body cameras in Central Division, Newton, and Mission, just after the new year. Areas with some of the highest levels of police activity, and each with unique properties that we can study. These cameras will be a critical step forward that will provide both the officers and Angelenos with recording evidence of their interactions, helping to address the uncertainty and questions that plague so many investigations. I'm also very proud that we're ahead of the curve on this. Any entity that is looking at starting this has a long journey ahead, as we've learned. The testing of the technology, the actual work with civil liberties groups and with stakeholders, and the training for the officers themselves. But the time to act is now. We need these cameras citywide. And that's why today we're also announcing that in my next budget for this coming year, we will implement the funding necessary to put 7,000 cameras out on the street to ensure that every officer will have a camera as well. Before we go on, I want to single out my police commission president, Steve Soboroff, for ensuring that we hit the ground running. This was literally the first week he had on the job where he was able to raise now what is collectively over $1.55 million to jumpstart this camera programming starting back in September of 2013, and the support of the entire commission to do so. Mitch Englander, our public safety chair as well, has been talking about this in city council, I remember, since I was his seatmate as well. And Curran Price has been a consistent voice for greater transparency and moving forward. Finally, I'm also announcing today that I will be nominating our chief, Charlie Beck, to the President's Task Force on 21st Century Policing. He has been a leader in the monumental reform of the Los Angeles Police Department and a steady hand at the helm as the department emerged from the Department of Justice consent decree. This experience, this leadership, and this perspective will help inform our nation. That's something that Los Angeles can do for America as it struggles to go through so many things that we as a city have gone through ourselves in recent years. Now LA will be sharing its experience and expertise in shaping recommendations to the White House that can change the status quo at police departments across the countries. Now, let me be clear about one last thing. These measures are not a substitute for open and continuing lines of communication and ongoing training. Cameras are not a panacea, but they're a critical part of the formula. They're a great step forward and a clear demonstration of our commitment to the people and the officers of this city to make sure that that bridge does not get weakened that we have built in recent years. So I want to thank all the folks that are up here in making that possible. We will be looking at the issues of making sure use of violence and other things, which is ongoing in Los Angeles Police Department, continues to improve. But I'm very proud that LA, which for a long time couldn't have said this, is now at the very front of the line in making sure that American policing takes the next brave step forward. It's now my pleasure to introduce the chair of the City Council Public Safety Committee, Mitch Englander, to share a few words as well. And don't worry, I'll also for the Spanish stations be giving some Spanish words at the outset, at the end.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I want to thank the mayor, the police chief, the police commission led by Steve Soboroff for taking this bold step. And it is bold because we are the largest city in the nation doing this for every officer. And our motto is to protect and to serve, but it also means to do so with transparency, with integrity, and with trust. I had this dream and this vision as the public safety chair about 4 years ago when I started first doing research on officer body cameras. One of the things that our officers learn in the police academy today is that you have to assume that everyone out there is videotaping you, that there are cell phones on the street, that there are public cameras in every public right-of-way, that every business has a camera, and that no matter what you're doing at any time, you're probably being videotaped. What this allows us to do now is have the point of view from the officer and get the entire picture, including the dialogue of what was happened during the incident. Oftentimes, that's not the case. Oftentimes, we get a clip from a bystander or somebody who just happens to be walking by or part of the incident. And that clip might be shortened, it might be edited, it might capture part of it, it might be shot from across the street without any dialogue. This will ensure we have the full picture and the transparency and the point of view from each and every officer. It brings back that piece, that transparency, that investigative piece to help and look at these scenarios. In addition to that, I'm also the chair for the City of Los Angeles on the steering committee for the National League of Cities, where we're talking about this nationally in every city across the nation and incorporating these types of technologies into our everyday functions of policing. So again, I want to thank the mayor for taking what is a bold step for the Los Angeles Police Department, and thank the chief for bringing this in and his initiative to add this to the in-car video as well as another enhancing tool for the Los Angeles Police Department. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilmember Englander. Next, Councilmember Curran Price has been at the forefront of making sure that we have open, transparent policing and also public safety, not just in his district, the 9th District, but throughout the city. And I've appreciated his counsel, his friendship, and his leadership on recent incidents here in Los Angeles. It also happens to be his birthday, so happy birthday, Councilmember Price, and we'd love to hear a few words from you, too.
Thank you, Mayor. What a birthday present. to the chief, members of the police commission, I'm just excited about this historic action that we are taking today. Our country and our city are at a critical point in time as it relates to policing communities, especially communities of color. Painful circumstances have led to justifiable frustration and concern, especially among relations between young men of color and our law enforcement. Being a man of color myself, I understand the importance of ensuring that everyone understands that all lives do matter. But today it's about increasing accountability and transparency so that we can continue to build trust. I truly believe that LA is the most has the most elite police department in the country. Officers who really care about the community that they are serving and that they are protecting. A citywide program for body-worn cameras will protect the community as well as the officers wearing them. It will also help us gain answers to situations when information and eyewitness testimony is scarce. My constituents in South LA have demanded answers about several recent events that have had to be painstakingly reconstructed through the officers' accounts and witness accounts. With body cameras, we will help to alleviate this high burden of proof that we need to ensure that justice always prevail. And so we're especially excited that one of the areas that this will roll out in will be the Newton. We're living in a world where cameras are everywhere, so why shouldn't they be available to help equip our officers with the technology they need to continue to protect and serve our community? It's a great day, and I'm proud to be part of the city family that's taking this bold step for the protection of police and the protection of our community. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilmember Price. Next, I'd like to introduce the person who made this first happen officially inside the department, our President of the Police Commission, who along with Paulo Madison and Sandro Figueroa, our commissioners that are here today, have really launched forward the next chapter of constitutional policing, of transparent policing. But he picked up the phone, and if you've ever gotten a phone call from Steve Soboroff, you better just say yes at the outset, because he will wear you down. He clearly got a huge amount of great civic activists to donate early on the idea, and this was long before, remember, the headlines we're seeing throughout the nation. So thank you for being forward thinking, our President of the Police Commission, Steve Soboroff.
Thanks, Mayor. When I first took the job, I called a bunch of people. I called the Protective League and the ACLU and a number of the stakeholders and said, so what's your Fave Five? What do we need to do here in this department? And on everybody's Fave Five was on body cameras. So I talked to the council member and talked to the chief, and they said, yeah, let's try it. So I made calls. And when I called these people, and I'll read their names, I said, I think that you can help us transform law enforcement in Los Angeles, but Mayor, I never thought, because I thought we were moving fast, I never thought a year and a few months later we'd be talking about a system-wide situation. When I called Casey Wasserman and Mark Walter of the Dodgers and Pritzkers and Jeffrey Katzenberg first, and these people put up this $1,350,000, it was to see what a big city would be able to do with these cameras. And the most important thing that we kept saying was, the cameras got to protect people on both sides. So keep talking to the league, keep talking to the ACL, keep talking to the stakeholders. But the second thing, and the most important to me, is not what it's going to record, it's what it isn't going to record, because it doesn't happen because the cameras are on. Because these incidents are like pouring gasoline on a match. Either there's a special moment when they either go this way or go that way. And when officers and the public knows that these cameras are on, I think that it's going to change behavior. But we brought it into the department through Maggie and through Dan. A process began, which I would declare a year later as flawless, to select equipment and now to begin the policy, creating a policy that we'll be able to use that eventually will come to the commission. That policy is not created yet. The stakeholders have not all completed their discussions yet, but I'm proud. And I never thought, none of this magic list, Jerry Parenti or any of these, thought that you'd handle us this fast. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. And finally, batting cleanup is our police chief. I'll say some things in Spanish afterwards. We'll do Q&A. If you have questions about any other topics, answer that, and then we're going to do a demonstration, so just so folks know. I want to thank Chief Beck. Every step of the way, he has said yes to this. And I want to thank the other stakeholders who have been a part of this, too. The officers who have been testing these, the Police Protective League, who represents those officers and has been engaged from the beginning, the ACLU, who has given us critical advice, and many members of the public who have filled out a survey that is still on the Los Angeles Police Department's public website to give feedback about this, which is, I think, is critically important that we do this as a city. But leading that effort has been our chief, and so to say a few words about the implementation and the vision of this, please welcome our Police Chief Charlie Beck.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and you know, I am first. Let me say that I'm humbled by your nomination to the president's committee. To have the opportunity to affect the changes in policing that Los Angeles has seen in the rest of America is a lifetime's ambition for me. And it to even be mentioned as somebody that can contribute to this is is a huge accomplishment for me, and I know a huge investment of faith for you. So thank you. Thank you. Good policing is not just about the absence of crime. We spend a lot of time talking about crime numbers, and then that's important. The real measure of good policing is the presence of justice. It's about whether or not a community feels that it is being treated fairly and equitably. I'm not talking about a community that feels that its police are lenient or ineffective. I'm talking about a community that believes in its police, that knows how tough the job is, and appreciates those that do it, because they believe that as a police department, we value them as much as we value ourselves. And that's what builds trust. And that is what makes on-body cameras so crucial. To put forward that every Los Angeles police officer will record every interaction with people whose liberty they have taken away, people they interact with on the street, says a lot about how much faith we have in our cops. And it says even more about how much we value the way we treat the public. This is a huge step for law enforcement. No other major city is even close to implementation. And to have the second largest city in America say, we'll do it, we'll spend the money, we'll do what it takes, we'll work with our union. I see Pete back there representing the Protective League. Thank you for your work on this, Pete. We'll work with the ACLU. We'll work with the public. And I remind the public that you can still go to LAPD online and fill out the survey to give your input on what you think we should be looking for from body cameras and body camera policy. Very important. We want public input. To say that we are going to do that speaks volumes about what this city is committed to. Speaks volumes about what this police department is willing to do in a role of leadership to help heal what goes on in the entire nation. As you all know, members of the media, what happens in the smallest town in these United States affects all of us. What happens in Ferguson, a town not even the size of one of the police divisions in LA, has affected us. But we're stepping up. And I cannot thank the mayor enough for his vision in this. I can't thank my city council partners, especially Councilmember Englander and Councilmember Price, for their support in this. My police commission, obviously they, you know, if it hadn't been for Steve and his willingness to make those difficult phone calls that he knows I can't do because I'm just not physically capable of it, that this would never have happened. And then, you know, lastly, I have to thank my folks. You know, one of the things that we haven't talked about is that in addition to the almost $1.6 million that was raised of private funds to do this, and the money that the mayor is going to place in his budget, there is another $1 million from NIJ that has been given to the city to study this, National Institute of Justice, to study this program. We are the only city in America to get this research grant, because that's how important this is. The entire nation waits to see what happens in LA, and we will be part of the discussion, not only in the president's committee, but on the streets. And it's not only what the chief thinks; it's about what every Los Angeles police officer does. And this will ensure that not only are they well protected, because their version of events will be shown, but that the public's rights are respected. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chief. En español, estoy aquí porque la seguridad de Los Ángeles es mi prioridad número uno. Una pieza integral del orden público de nuestra ciudad. El jefe de policía, Charlie Beck, y yo nos hemos dedicado a la construcción de un socio, un pacto con la gente de Los Ángeles, asegurando su bienestar. Durante el año pasado, el Departamento de Policía de Los Ángeles ha sido el campo de pruebas en el uso de cámaras de cuerpo. Hoy estamos anunciando que vamos a formalizar un contrato para desarrollar la primera fase de este proyecto, que supondrá 700 cámaras que serán parte de la patrulla diaria de nuestros oficiales. Este equipo será un paso crítico para asegurar que nuestros oficiales y los angelinos tengan evidencia de sus interacciones y grabado, poniendo fin a la confusión y preguntas que atenazan a tantas investigaciones. Pero 700 cámaras no es suficiente para el tamaño de nuestro departamento de policías y su uso diario en nuestras calles. Así que en mi próximo presupuesto estoy comprometido a financiar la compra de todas las 7,000 cámaras necesarias para equipar todos los oficiales trabajando en las calles de Los Ángeles. Aquí en Los Ángeles tomamos la seguridad pública serio y vamos a hacer lo posible para seguir en buen camino. Estas innovaciones son parte de las razones que estoy nominando el jefe Charlie Beck para jugar un papel en la Fuerza Especial de Policía del presidente Obama hoy. Por los esfuerzos del jefe Beck, nuestro departamento de policía es un modelo del siglo XXI porque han bajado en el porcentaje del crimen y han reducido la violencia de pandillas en nuestra ciudad. Esto es un gran día para Los Ángeles. Es un gran paso hacia la tranquilidad de los residentes y los oficiales quien los protege. Gracias a los miembros de la Comisión de Policía, gracias a los miembros del Consejo Municipal también, y gracias a la pública por su ayuda y su trabajo en este meta. Muchísimas gracias. With that, we're happy to answer questions. So it's going to be a somewhat fluid number, but we're making the commitment, partially because the negotiations on the prices of each of the cameras, but it'll be probably in the high single digit million dollars. Estas palabras son muy importantes y estas perspectivas son importantes también porque todos de nosotros no sentimos estos sentimientos. La confianza entre la policía, los oficiales del Departamento de Policía y la pública es integral a nuestras metas, a avanzar la seguridad pública en la ciudad de Los Ángeles. Estas cámaras son un paso muy importante, pero no son el solo paso. Necesitamos más programas para los, ¿cómo se dice? Training. Necesitamos más entrenamiento por los oficiales, necesitamos más tecnología y necesitamos la ayuda del público también a construir esta confianza entre la comunidad y el departamento. The question is whether or not they will be used always or when we're interacting with the public. Cuando nosotros tenemos una interacción con el público, no solo durante la cena o otras cosas. This is. Sí. The question, I'll say it also in English. This is for when we're interacting. We have an official interaction. You'll see the demonstration in a moment. The officers, just as we do with in-car video, will turn on or tap on, in this case, the cameras when there's an interaction with the public. But we don't expect them to wear them when they're just driving in the car with each other or having lunch or dinner or something like that. The end of next fiscal year. So we will start rolling out, as we mentioned, those 700 plus January 1st. We've been having them out, but the official Newton, Central and Mission divisions will roll out January 1st. The fiscal year starts July 1st, so in this budget that starts July 1st, 2015, by June 30th of 2016, they will be in the department. It depends on negotiation, so we're hoping to be good negotiators.
You mentioned, yeah. You mentioned some grant money that you're
getting. Yes.
So
we will apply for that, certainly, and that also gets to the original question about how much this will cost. It could cost us as much as half of what we, or as little as half as what we will finally estimate when we have an estimate. If the program that, as the president has put forward, matches 50-50 local municipalities, kind of like the COPS grants did in years past. But there will be ongoing costs, which the feds may or may not be around for. We're making the commitment to make sure this gets into the department and stays into the department. Mayor, so the NIJ grant is an evaluation grant, the $1 million that was mentioned as well. Come to the microphone.
Okay. The purchase includes, it's not just the hardware, it also includes unlimited storage. And also in this world of technology where all of our cameras will go out of vogue within the next few months, it's two free technology upgrades. So as the evolution of the equipment happens, that we get new cameras, complete new cameras, twice over 5 years. It includes warranty, it includes breakage, unlimited storage. So it is it's the full deal. I looked for resistance as a way to make something this big happen, and it wasn't resistance. There were questions about policy, questions about storage, questions about technology upgrades. All these reasons why things move slow, but that did not work with this group.
Well, people will want to see what the results of these programs are. You know, no big city police department has done this. It's been done in small places, and so the public will want to see, has community trust increased? You know, have we been able to forge bonds with this program? They're going to want to see, have community complaints increased or have they gone down? Does it affect crime? How has it affected our filing rates for criminal prosecution? Remember, this is a great evidence collection tool. Officers that are investigating crimes or criminal activity are going to have tremendously powerful evidence and the ability to collect it. So, you know, there are so many pieces of a police officer's daily life that this touches. You know, it is more than just about with the propriety of an interaction. That's a piece of it and a big piece, but there is much more to this than that. So when I talk about that, that's the kind of thing people are going to look for. They're going to look for, do we have adequate storage, which I believe that we do. But did we pick the right system? You know, how will the system evolve right now? And you will see Sergeant Gomez is going to demonstrate it for you. You know, I'd like these to be a little smaller, and maybe the next iteration they will be. You know, and so there's a number of things. This is an evolution. You know, this is certainly not the end result. We are starting a journey that will go on for decades.
Well, we already have video, in-car video, and so we've developed those policies with stakeholders, with civil libertarians, and with others. Certainly won't be our policy, and it hasn't been our policy, nor the recommendation of almost anybody to just release video, period. It's not like a Public Records Request Act where you have a document. There are confidentiality issues, and there are prosecutorial issues as well that are very important. But we've developed those, I think, quite well with stakeholders, with the public, with the police union, with civil libertarians. And I think the policies that we have developed for the in-car video will be very similar to what we have on officer video. And to the chief's point too, I mean, I think we'll look back at that box and it'll be like the old Motorola cell phones that look like bricks. It's only going to get better. Sí, no, estamos seguros en la ciudad de Los Ángeles. No tenemos amenazas específicas en la ciudad. Tenemos una fuerza muy fuerte. Y es importante en todas partes de la ciudad continuar a vivir nuestras vidas. Hay participación entre las agencias de nivel federal y local, y no tenemos información creíbles de estas amenazas ahora. It's for folks that in English is asked about the threats of in theaters and stuff because of the hacking and Sony. It said we don't have any credible threat specifically of any violence or anything. I would encourage people to continue enjoying their lives, going out, shopping, doing everything else. And we participate very closely with our federal agencies in coordinating all of that and to ensure that we can continue on. And we'll leave it at that. Sorry, say again. I was listening to you. Thanks, Wells.
You know, we have done a tremendous amount of research on this. We've looked at every police department that we know of that uses on-body cameras. We've looked at their policies. We've worked with the various stakeholders. I participated with the Police Executive Research Forum and with major city chiefs in the development of their general guidelines for programs. We will work with our union, and we'll work with our stakeholders, and we will develop the protocols before the first officers go out with these cameras, and they will be vetted in public through the police commission. So all of the city of Los Angeles will be able to see those policies. General policies is, you know, the general framework, as the mayor said, is they're not on all the time, nor would you want them on all the time. There are many things that police officers do that are very sensitive. People call us to their homes in their worst day, and many of those circumstances should not be recorded. The interviews with victims, particularly victims of sexual abuse, particularly victims of domestic violence, they may not want to be recorded, and then they certainly won't. But on the other hand, when we take somebody's freedom away, when we detain somebody for investigation, or we detain somebody to make an arrest, then that should be recorded, and that will be recorded regardless of the desires of the individual, because they are in custody. So that's a general type of thing, Commissioner Soboroff can talk a little bit about how he sees it from his point of view, remembering that the police department will help develop the policies with the stakeholders, but then it is the civilian police commission that approves that policy, and the city council has an opportunity to weigh in after that happens, should they desire. It will happen before the cameras are rolled out. I think that the reality is those protests are nationwide, and it is an issue that has come to the forefront because of multiple incidents that have occurred throughout the country. The reality is this, is that unfortunately, use of force is a reality in police work. We will strive to have no uses of force, but that is an impossible goal. You know, we live in a society that has far too much violence, some of it directed against police officers. And police officers need and will protect the public and protect themselves. The discussion is not about legitimate use of force. It's about when police go beyond the legitimate use of force and use force excessively. And that's a discussion that needs to be had. And it's a discussion that is based on training. You know, do we have adequate training? It's based on the law. What are the legal standards? There are legal standards that have gone all the way to the Supreme Court that define use of force policies in the Los Angeles Police Department and other police departments nationwide. And all of those things have to be looked at. You know, the things that confine or constrict constrained police use of force are much more than just department policy. They're law, and some of those laws need to be looked at, and we will do that. We'll do that as a country, and we need to do it in a rational way, in a discussion that benefits everybody and remembers that police officers have a very hard job, and that uses of force are never pretty. They don't look like they do on TV, and that's a reality, but that does not make them all legitimate. That's correct. I'm sorry. Well, the video will be used in as evidence in court, and it may be used in criminal proceedings. It can be subpoenaed for civil proceedings. We will not as a general rule, make it available. Remember that most of these contacts occur either in a person's private life or when they're being detained by police for investigation, and it is not fair for the Los Angeles Police Department to make that public. We don't want people to think that when they invite us into our home, into their home, to investigate a crime, that we are going to make that public. And there are states, a number of them, that have very broad disclosure laws that will stop on-body cameras from ever occurring in those locations, because the amount of release that would occur is not only impossible to do, but against the public benefit. Well, we'll have specific policies, and if people do that, they'll be disciplined for it, up to and including firing. The video has been, the system has been specifically selected so that it can't be modified or tampered with. We have a number of pieces of it. I think you know, probably your question is best going to be answered when Sergeant Gomez does his demonstration for you. So we'll go through that. But suffice it to say that if somebody does not engage the video, purposely does not engage the video, in order to either hide their actions or to conceal misconduct, that they'll be dealt with very severely. You know, I talked to Commander Smith. If somebody wants to ask about the Sony issues, I will cover that separately. Let's talk about in-car video. I mean, on-body cameras here, and we'll move on from there. No, they're stored in the cloud and evidence.com. It's part of the package. You know, it can be viewed by the officer and viewed by supervisors fairly quickly, but it stores as part of the system that we're buying. It's not stored in the car. Yeah, and it is encrypted. Thank you. I'm good with that.
Why don't we do this? What we're going to do is see if there's any other questions about other stuff. If folks are willing to stay there, we'll do the demonstration. See if there's any other questions, and then you can do close-ups. Does that sound good? Okay. So why don't we do the demonstration real quick?
Eight other officers who are going to be, they'll stick around at the end, so you meet your one-on-one time with the officers that have the cameras. You can look at the demo on your own, spread them out around the room, so you can all see it.
Okay.
So I'm wearing the Axon body camera. It is here on my chest. It is
I should say, this is Sergeant Dan Gomez. I know you want that for your defense.
For national
expert. Thank you, Mayor. So the body camera is located here on my chest. It's a completely sealed device. It's very comfortable to wear. As you can tell, as I move my body, the camera moves with me and sees everything that I'm seeing. When I want to activate it, I simply press twice on the center. You can hear that beep. That tells me and tells you that the system is now recording. Once I start the recording, I have this device here. And what you can see is everything that the camera can see is actually being broadcasted here. This is for view purposes only. But the camera, everything is being recorded inside the camera itself. When I want to turn off the system, I simply press and hold. You'll hear that beep. That tells me that the system is turned off, and now it's ready for another recording. It's very, very simple to use. As the chief and the mayor indicated, it's a completely sealed device, has a solid-state hard drive inside. Me as the officer, I can't reach that hard drive whatsoever. When I'm done with my shift, I go back to the station. I have a docking station back at my police station. I simply dock it. Everything is taken out of the device securely, and it's uploaded into evidence.com, where it's then available for me or another supervisor to be able to review. It really is as simple as that.
And the 30 seconds.
So once I start a recording, the recording actually, from that moment when I press the button, it starts video and audio. But in addition to that, it goes back 30 seconds in time, and it takes video only. So those previous 30 seconds will still show up on the video. There'll be no audio associated with it. And then when I turn it off, both the video and audio stop. That's really important. So for instance, if I do a traffic stop, say someone runs a light, I'm certainly going to see someone run that light. Once I press it, they've already gone through that intersection. But because it goes back 30 seconds in time, there's a high probability that the camera will have captured that actual violation. And so when I go talk to the person driving the vehicle, I can explain to them and even show them that, in fact, they went through that red light. Absolutely. Yeah, Yeah. Again, this is just another tool. It's you know, when we look for the devices, we look for something that was simple, that the officers really didn't have to think about. Again, as you can tell on this Taser Axon body device, it's very easy for me to press and to initiate. And again, it's now out of my way. I just simply start talking with the community, talking with the public, doing what I have to do. And then when I'm done, I simply press and hold to turn off. So it's really not a burden for me. So it's certainly not bulletproof. However, it is very durable. Again, another reason why we picked it. We've had it out in the rain. It works just fine. We've dropped it several times. I'm guilty of dropping it, both intentionally and as part of the testing. And the system has held up very well. So it's 130 degrees. It's not heavy at all. As a matter of fact, with the vest and everything else on, I actually really don't feel it. It's a very stable. Again, having it on the chest or on your belt, it again creates a very stable platform for the video. So as I walk around, it doesn't shake a whole lot. It seems very fluid. And again, once you play the video back, it's just like watching TV. It's full motion video.
Can you show the video again?
I'm sorry, ma'am? Camera stays in place. It's nice and solid on my uniform, and you know, we've had very few instances where we've actually had the camera come off. They've been very, very steady, and we've never broken one so far. So the officers that have it, again, whenever there's change, they're always a little apprehensive. But once we explain, we answer the questions, and they understand what it can and what it can't do, they've been very responsive. They've deployed them. They've liked them. They've already had instances where the cameras have helped them as part of investigations. And in fact, as we were switching devices, when we were taking them away, the officers came back to me and said, wait a second, do I get another camera? I don't want to be without them because I like them. So that was really encouraging. So we've been very happy to hear the announcement from the chief and the mayor. Yeah, so we actually saw that in our very first night of deployment. One of the supervisors who was issued a camera right after I had done training, they went out into the field and they had someone come into Central Division in the lobby and was being very boisterous, and one of the supervisors knew that they had just been trained. So they asked that supervisor to come into the lobby. They explained to the person in the lobby making the commotion that in fact that they were being filmed. And when I reviewed the video, you could see an instant de-escalation. You could clearly see that they were processing the fact that they were being videotaped. And again, this is one of those things that it works both ways. We certainly want the officers to continue to act professionally, and we want the community to know that they're being videotaped, and hopefully we'll get them on their best behavior as well.
Thanks, Dan. Chief is going to stick around for a couple
minutes. Dan, can you do the demo one more time?
And before that, if there's any other questions about separate issues. Why don't we wait on that? I think we're going to wait because everybody's going to come forward. As I said, we will answer some other questions, and then everybody can come here forward. So other questions about other stuff. Yes. Sure. Sure. You know, L.A. is an Olympics town. I have memories of being a 13-year-old and my mom bringing me back from sleepaway camp to see Carl Lewis and a great 4x100 meter team set a new world record. I participated in those closing games. I think we made a very great pitch. I think they were really satisfied with what they heard, and they understand that LA knows how to do this and make money. And that most of what we pitched was also that Los Angeles has rebuilt itself since 1984. Public transportation, new venues like Staples and StubHub, that we have a great plan, and if they want to rebuild a sustainable, affordable, and dynamic Olympics, LA is a great place. But we have three other great American cities too. I am committed to making sure that the United States does all it can to bring home the games in 2024. It's been too long. Okay. Yep. Yes. I'm not, and I can't speak to them when there's an ongoing investigation. I'm sorry. Yeah, we absolutely, whenever there's any chatter or threats, we make sure that there's strong presence in any places that could, but we feel very safe. You know, people should go and enjoy themselves in this holiday season, see a movie, go shopping. I certainly am going to do that with my family.
Absolutely. You know, in-car video and on-body cameras complement each other. They don't exclude each other. One of the things that I want to caution folks is to have realistic expectations of all of these camera systems. They see what they see. And certainly when somebody is driving a car, that camera located on your chest is liable just to see the steering wheel. So, you know, the in-car video is also very important. So, that, you know, these things are systems should complement each other and shouldn't be seen as exclusive.
I'm certainly committed to making sure this is a quick process, a smooth process, and that it's implemented, as I mentioned, in this coming fiscal year, although we will see them roll out before the fiscal year starts in July 1st. I looked at that. Some of that has certainly, when I was on the council, but predated my time as mayor, and I'm committed to making sure this rolls out much more smoothly.
And I will add that since this mayor has been in office, we have moved rapidly on in-car video, and we have doubled the amount of cameras that are in the field. And I know that this will also move smoothly.
Chief, what about the Sony threat? There are a lot of people who are actually worried about going to the movies. What are you doing now? What's your reaction to the Sony threat?
As the mayor said, people should not be afraid to go to the movies in Los Angeles. We have no credible threat. We are well aware of the emails that have gone back and forth, and we will take precautions that make sure that our movie theaters are as safe as we can make them. We believe, and I personally believe, that most of this is done to put terror through messaging into the people of America. And if we react to that, you know, then to use a phrase that gets overused, the terrorists win. And I don't think we should do that. I think all of us should enjoy the holidays, and if you want to go to the movies, you should go to the movies, and we'll have extra police resources there, and we will do our best to keep you safe.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.